Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for our weekly update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. And he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Well, John, I know you were gone for a week in India on an economic development trip for one of your companies. While you were gone, of course, the historic rainfall and floods hit the state. Your travels around the state, talking with the entrepreneurial community, have you run across any concerns here with the disaster that happened while you were gone with the floods?
It was a huge disaster, wasn't it, impacting people on the coast in Richland and Lexington.
It was probably something that you're glad that you missed.
Yeah. You know, the biggest personal impact I've seen of it is meetings that have been scheduled that have been delayed. From a small business perspective, that can have a big impact on a business because people provide accommodations for those kind of meetings. They provide food. They provide all kinds of services. And so some of that's probably permanently gone when a disaster like this happens. You know, that business will never come back to them. They've just lost a week of their business. Some of it maybe gets rescheduled sometime in the past, but in addition to the physical infrastructure damage that you see as you drive around, there's that business interruption that many people don't see except for the small business owners themselves.
And hopefully many of these small business owners who did see their business interrupted, they had business interruption insurance.
Well, let's hope many of them did. That's one of those things that is really important, especially if you have a retail kind of business. But my guess is there's lots of businesses that didn't. You know, that's probably a relatively specialty kind of thing, but I'll bet a lot of small businesses didn't have that kind of insurance, so they suffered really significant economic damages. And you were saying that the SBA has some disaster relief assistance available for some of the counties that were impacted.
Yeah, the Small Business Administration has put out several press releases, the most recent where they are listing counties. Businesses that are listed in these counties are eligible to apply for economic injury disaster loans. They basically run from the coast up through the Midlands, and you can find all of that listed at the SBA's website. We'll have a link also posted at our webpage.
Well, and that'll actually create a bit of a stimulus for small business too, won't it? Because not only would that help a business that was damaged week of the flood, but somebody's got to do that work, right? Somebody's got to do the physical work of rebuilding the buildings that these companies were in. And so all of a sudden we'll see a little stimulus impact from those kind of insurance dollars. So hopefully that'll help us all kind of get back in the saddle and kind of get back up to speed. It'll take a while. We've also had some counties begin to delay some of the tax filings that were required. I understand Richland has already done that. The South Carolina Department of Revenue has allowed them to do that. You know, that can impact some really small businesses, too. I mean, I guess it depends on how badly your facilities were damaged. I mean, if it damaged computers and things like that, I mean, it can be difficult to find records. You know, a lot of those kinds of companies, you know, they live really close to their cash flow, and some of them don't have huge cushions. So missing a week like this can have, you know, a dramatic impact. So it's good that there's some safety nets available, like the disaster relief that they can get through the SBA, kind of help them get back on their feet.
And we talked about delays, you know, with things having to be rescheduled and all, but then there's another delay that we haven't talked about, and that's, you know, the hesitancy of people to make sales calls, you know, after an event like this. And so the normal routine of business has just been delayed, even with people who haven't been affected.
You know, it's interesting, the signs on the interstate all over the state, one of the things they say is don't drive around the barriers. So, you know, to your point, normal business is not the same because you physically sometimes can't get, you know, to where you used to get. And even when you do, there's lots of delays. And so just another way that not only small business but large ones have probably been very adversely affected by the flooding.
Well, John, do you have some events for us that are still on that our business listeners need to know about?
Well, SC Bio has their annual conference coming up down in Charleston, and it's still on, a way to plug into the life science industry in the state. And then up in the upstate, which wasn't so impacted by the flood like other places, there's a interesting conference on the Internet of Things, and so a place where listeners can plug into a really big trend.
John, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Mike.
John Swampfox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swampfox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville. We will have a link to his companies as well as to the disaster relief announcements for small businesses posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.